Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire! Fighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a moment, we'll join Chief Cody and Tim Collins right after they've made a startling discovery in connection with the Sims warehouse fire mystery. After learning that the supposedly wealthy exporter, Saxon Sims, has in fact lost most of his money, the chief was more convinced than ever that there was something highly suspicious behind the mystery fire and the loss of the Sims ship, which sank mysteriously in the Far East. A search of the fire ruins has revealed an automatic device which Branford of the arson squad declares set off the disastrous explosion and which was operated by the ringing of a telephone. With this evidence, which Chief Cody believes points directly to Saxon Sims, the case has been turned over to the police. We'll join up for the climax of this thrilling fire drama right after this important message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the office of Chief Cody at Fire Headquarters, where Tim and the chief are discussing the next step in the Sims mystery fire case with Detective Sergeant McGurk, who's been called in after the discovery of evidence that makes it look as if Saxon Sims may be guilty of arson. Sims, the supposedly wealthy exporter, who generously donated money for the Firemen's Benefit Association, while at the same time, if Chief Cody's theory is correct, he set fire to his own warehouse for the insurance money. After bringing Sergeant McGurk up to date on the event so far, the big detective said,
Chief, you're dealing with a shrewd and clever man, and we've got to move carefully.
I'm well aware of that, McGurk. What do you suggest?
Well, we could confront him with the evidence you and the arson squad found at the scene of the fire.
Yeah, but Branford said even with that evidence, it might be hard to link Sims with the fire.
And he's right. No, I think we've got to try another plan. Some scheme that will make him tip his hand.
Well, now look. It's my theory that if Sims is as desperate financially as my banker friend says he is, he'll not stop with one fire or one ship sinking.
You mean there may be another Sims fire?
Exactly. Especially if he's sure he's gotten away with this one. You know, he owns a large export building on the pier. And it's just my hunch
that it may be the next?
Right.
You may have something, Chief. You may at that.
Oh, excuse me a moment.
Sure.
Chief Cody speaking. Oh, hello, sir. Why, yes. Yes, we have. No, not a thing yet. I'm afraid we're stumped. Yes, we've closed the investigation. Too bad, I know. Well, not at all. I'm glad you called. Goodbye. What do you know? Saxon Sims wanted to know how the investigation was going.
Oh, hey, Chief, you told him it was closed, didn't you?
I know I did, for a very good reason.
Fast thinking, Chief. Now he'll think he's gotten away with his arson trick, that he's free to make his next move.
Exactly, McGurk. And when he makes it, if he does, we'll be right on the spot to nab him.
Well, what's the plan, Chief?
Well, that's in McGurk's department. What do you propose, Sergeant?
Post a guard on that export building. If Sims plans to fire that, we ought to be able to spot any suspicious goings on.
Good. Need any help from my department?
Well, how about borrowing Tim here? Ought to have a fire expert on the job.
Sure thing. Tim, as of this minute, you're detached for special duty with the police department.
Thanks, Chief. We'll begin immediately. Better get home and tell your folks what's up, Tim. Meet me on the corner in front of the Sims Export Building opposite the delivery entrance.
Oh, right, Sergeant.
Good luck, boys, and don't forget, you're dealing with a shrewd and probably desperate man, so be prepared for anything.
And so the long watch begins, a watch on the big export building owned by Saxon Sims, which, if the chief's and McGurk's theory is correct, may be the next target for arson. It's a long shot at best, and the sergeant and Tim know that it may be days, weeks even, before Saxon Sims makes his next move. We find them now on the third day of their watch, standing inconspicuously across the street from the export building.
Well, what do you think, Sergeant? Think our scheme is going to pan out?
Patience, Tim, patience. We've only begun.
Yeah. Any reports from the guys on the inside?
I get their reports every few hours. Nothing out of the ordinary yet.
I see. Yeah, pretty clever of the police department to get a couple of plainclothesmen right inside the building.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Excuse me, Sergeant. So you guys in the detective squad, you sure have the patience. Gosh, what I wouldn't give for a good run around the block just for a little excitement.
Patience, my dear Tim. You'll get your excitement or I miss my guess.
The long, monotonous hours of duty outside the Sims Export building are pretty hard on the always active Tim. The third day drags by with nothing happening. The fourth, the fifth. And then late in the afternoon of the sixth day, a day that was to live forever in the memory of Tim, something happened. At first, it seemed only like an argument between a truck driver, who had pulled alongside the delivery dock of the export building, and one of the shipping clerks. Sergeant McGurk and Tim were listening across the street.
And I tell you, it's not too late. Here, look at my watch. 2 minutes before 5:30.
And I say it's after 5:30, and you can't deliver it.
Well, I'm not even going to deliver it, and you can't stop me.
No, you don't. Now, you get your truck and get it out of here.
You stand aside. I'll put these boxes on the dock.
Well, looks like those two are heading for a fight, Sergeant.
Yeah, let's just move over and take a look.
Yes, sir.
Now, get that box off the dock.
I've got my orders. Right from Mr. Sims, too, and no Weasel Face shipping clerk's going to tell me.
Oh,
what.
I'm Weasel Face, am I?
Yes, that's what you are. Hey, look at you. Look at you. Pushing the box off the dock.
Oh, you're darn right I'm shoving up.
Uh-oh, there goes the box, Sergeant.
Now, see what you've done. She's busted wide open.
Right, you don't
wait till Mr. Sims hears of this.
Mr. Sims, your boss, Mac?
Norton's the name, Nipper Norton. Yes, I work for Mr. Sims. How many years of what this monkey's done?
I'm reporting this to the foreman right now.
Sure smashed the box, all right. Now, what are these packages?
Rolls of wax paper, I suppose. That's what it says on the outside.
Yes, I see it does, but... Tim, look at this.
Just a roll of wax paper, isn't it?
It looks like it, but feel the weight and... Hey.
Holy smoke, what is it?
Fire incendiary bomb, and in one end a time device.
What? Saxon Sims.
Norton, I'm Detective McGurk of the police.
Oh, blimey. Well, what have I done now?
Tell me straight and fast. Where did you get this shipment of wax paper?
Well, from Mr. Sims, from the retail store he has.
Did he personally supervise the loading of this shipment?
Why, yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he did. I don't generally do that, but this time he comes out while I was loading up and he says, now be sure to get him there safe, Norton. Friendly bloke is Mr. Sims.
Friendly, yes, and a diabolical genius, too. Come on, Tim. You too, Norton. We're going to report to Chief Cody.
A few minutes later, in Chief Cody's office.
Fire incendiary bomb, huh? Very ingenious. And if Norton here hadn't had a fight with the shipping clerk...
That fire bomb would have gone off inside the export building tonight.
Well, how do you know it would have gone off tonight, Sergeant?
The time device is set for 11 p.m.
So that's when Mr. Saxon Sims expects his fire to break out, huh? Well, let's not disappoint him.
How do you mean, Chief?
There'll be a fire at 11 p.m. Or at least an alarm will go in and the trucks will roll. And we'll put up ladders on the export building and lay lines. And then we'll wait for Mr. Saxon Sims.
Little trap, eh, Chief? Norton?
Yes, Your Honor.
We want you, too, at the scene of tonight's fire. I have an idea. And if it works, Saxon Sims' arson career will come to a sudden end.
It is now night. 10:59, to be exact. Suddenly, an alarm taps in at headquarters.
That's it. Let's roll.
Sounds and looks like the real thing, Chief. Those boys of yours really got those ladders up fast.
Yes, you'd never know it was just a drill. Where's Nipper Norton?
Out of sight in my car.
Good. Now, if I don't miss my guess, Saxon Sims
Chief,
should be...
Yeah? That limousine that just pulled in at the end of the block.
Yes, him.
Yes, sir.
Brace yourself, boys.
Hello. Hello, Chief. Oh, don't tell me another fire. Good heavens, I never saw...
No, Mr. Sims, there's no fire.
What? What do you mean? Why is the fire department here, then?
There was supposed to be a fire at 11 p.m. Isn't that so, Mr. Sims?
What do you mean, supposed to be?
McGurk, get Norton. According to your plans, Mr. Sims, you expected to find your building in flames when you drove up. And it would have been, too, if we hadn't discovered your little gadget that Norton here was delivering.
Norton? What are you doing here?
Mr. Sims, they just brought me. I didn't come.
Norton, you didn't... I mean...
I'm Detective McGurk. The jig's up, Mr. Sims. We've been on your track for days. We know about the little device that touched off the warehouse fire. We know about the ship sinking in the Far East. Australia wired us that one of your crew members confessed that he was hired by you to open up the Seacocks and let her sink.
You seem to know a good deal about me, Sergeant.
I've suspected you for a long time, Sims. Although I must say your generosity and appearance of friendship for the fire service, well, it had me fooled for a while.
All right. The jig, as you call it, Sergeant, is up. Definitely up. I was facing financial ruin. I was desperate. My only chance was to get the large sums of insurance money on my properties. I thought I could swing it because I was clever. But a man can be too clever. Much too clever for his own good.
Come on, Mr. Sims. We'll drive down in my car.
And thus ends the strange saga of Saxon Sims, the man who was too clever. Now there'll be another thrilling fire drama awaiting you the next time you drop in on Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins. So be sure to be on hand for the next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, this message. And now, here's Chief Bob Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. Here's a tip that's really for your folks. Tell them not to leave small children at home alone unattended. It's not a good practice for many reasons. But the chief one is danger of fire breaking out while they're alone. So remember that, won't you? Someday it may save some small life. Well, that's all for now. Till I drop in again, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go! Let's go! Fire!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.